in the Pasha, the Mekoshesh Eitzim. So the Tagim Yonasan tells us that the reason why the Mekoshesh violated Shabbos was in order to teach an important lesson to Klai Yisrael. Until now, everybody knew that a Mechal Shabbos is Chayef Misa, but it wasn't clear what type of Misa the Mechal Shabbos would get. Would it be Chenek, or would it be Skila? And through the veyer of the Mekoshesh, it became clear that one is punishable with skila through Chil Shabbos. So the Masha in Baba Basra on Kuf Yod Tes Amud Beis, he deals with the following question on Targum Yonasan. What type of a heter is there for a person to do an aveira in order to teach people, Klai Yisrael, this limud? How was he allowed to do so? So the Masha answers that if you take a look carefully at the nature of the Isser, it would fall under the category of what we find in the Gemara Shabbos many times of a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. What is an example of malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? What is this concept? So the basic understanding of malacha and Shabbos is that it requires a malachas machshavas. It requires a certain direct consciousness when doing the malacha. Hence, many nafkaminas result from this gather of malacha when it comes to Shabbos, one being malacha shenitzicha legufa. So what are examples of malacha shenitzicha legufa, which literally means you do malacha not for the purpose of the malacha itself. So one example the Gemara gives is if a person is digging a pit and he doesn't need the actual dirt. So that's malacha shenitzicha legufa. He's shoveling out the dirt, but he doesn't need the dirt. He wants the pit, not the dirt. So that's ein tzricha legufa. Or, for example, if a person is taking a chifetz out of Rishos HaRabim because it may be mazik others, so he moves it from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid, he's therefore, he carries, it's hotzah. So since he's not moving it for the use of the chifetz, but rather to remove the chifetz from Rishos HaRabim, that would be, again, a malacha shein tzricha legufa. In this case, the Mekoshesh Eitzim, he's, whatever the nature of the malacha was, that's a machlokes in the Gemara, but it wasn't for the purpose of the Eitzim. According to Targum Yonasan, it was for the purpose of teaching Bnei Yisrael the chi of skilo when it comes to Shabbos. So says the Marsha, the reason why it was mutter was because it was a malacha shein etzvicha legufa. And we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that malacha shein etzvicha legufa is pat. So the Marsha answered his question, but now he acknowledges that he has a bigger question. Because if it's a malacha shein etzvicha legufa is pater, then why is he chayv misa? That's the question on the table. So he answers, a chiddush, that at the time of the hasra, of the warning of the edim, it wasn't clear to the edim that the intention of the makreshes was shein etzvicha legufa. And since the hasra, the edim, was done in such a way, afal pichin his chayv misa. That's the Chiddush of the Masha. Now, this is a very big Chiddush of the Masha. Rav Chana Wasserman and Kobe Shiurim and Baba Basra and some Shin Samach takes issue with this Masha. And I saw elsewhere that the Yaivitz also questions this, and it's debatable. Such a Chiddush. Hakapanim, so says the Masha. The question, though, in this sugya is, every sugya has its question, its questions. In this case, one of the questions that the Mefarshim deal with is the Kasha of the Marsha. On the Targum Yonasan, Malacha Chinsim Nagufa Pater, why is the Mekoshesh Chayv Misa? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Kufna Namah Beis. The Gemara tells us a story, Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'isa B'chasad Echad, pious Jew, Shinifatzoloi Peres Besech Sadehu, that there was a breach in his field, in the fence of his field, and he had a Havamina on Shabbos to build it, meaning the fence. Veniskesh Shabbosu, and then he remembered it was Shabbos. Venimla Oisa Chasiv Elogadra, and he didn't go ahead and build it. Venasaloi Nais, and a Nais happened, but also by Tzalaf. A certain type of a fruit grew called a tzlaf, Umimena haisa panasasa panashas ansibeso, and from that slav he was able to provide parnasa for himself and for his family, seems like till he died. So what's the big chassidus of this chassid, and what's the aimik of this story? The Mefarshim explain that he wouldn't be such a chassid if he thought to build it on Shabbos, then he prevented himself from building it on Shabbos, and the chassidus in that. The taitch is that he had a havamina to build it after Shabbos, but because of the machshava which he had to build it on Shabbos, he concentrated himself that even after Shabbos he wouldn't build it, and he would never build it. And Hashem made a nes that a tzlaf grew there. Not only did he have a protection, because now there was this tree which was closing off the fence, but he also had parnasa. So the Ari HaKadosh in the Kuti HaShas explains this Gemara up beside. And he says that the Gemara is recording this story because this Chassid Echad is a Gilgul and a Tikkun of Tzlafchad. That Tzlafchad did this Maisa on Shabbos Kodesh, and he violated the Shabbos, but his intention was Lashem Shemayim. And I'm embellishing now the words of the Arizal. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzarfa Machshav HaTayva LaMaisa, so here we have this Chassid Echad, that he had this Havamina, and because of this Machshava which he had, that it was so foul to him to even have a Machshava to go against the Ratzon Hashem, so he concentrated himself that he wouldn't build it even afterwards. And that's why the Nes took place with a Tzlaf. One Tzlaf, Tzlafchad, to show that he was a Gilgul of Tzlafchad. That's what the Ari HaKadosh tells us. And the Ari HaKadosh adds another important point. The Ari tells us that this Chassid Echad is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy. This is based, although it's not mentioned there, it's based on the Gemara Baba Kama, which tells us a klal that when the Gemara mentions Chassid Echad, and it doesn't refer to anyone specifically, it's either referring or to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy, or I believe it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It is Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, the Ari is very specific that this Maisa took place in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy. And perhaps in these words of the Arizal, not only do we have an understanding of Pipinius as to the Maisa and the Gemara, we have a Teretz to the Marsha's Kasha in the Sugya of the Makoshesh. The Kasha of the Marsha was Malach Hashem Tzvi L'chagufa. If so, why is the Makoshesh Chayav? And so therefore we need to understand why that is. Because the din is Malach Hashem Tzvi L'chagufa, it's Pater. However, if you look in the Sugya, Malach Hashem Tzvi L'chagufa, it's Machlekes Tanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds it's Pater, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's chayv, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin that Melacha Shenigul Gufa is chayv, and Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy. In which case, it would come out that the reason why the Makoshes is chayv is not a kasha meikara. Because the kasha was, since we paskin, Melech Shnigul Gufa was potter, so how do we understand the fact that Mekoshesh is chayv from Melech Shnigul Gufa? But since that, he tells us that Yehuda Bar Eloy is a Mekoshesh, and his shita is Melech Shnigul Gufa is chayv, then Mela, that's why it's chayv. With this, we can understand as well the connection between the sugya of the Mekoshesh and the parash of Tzitzis. Because Tanit Velio tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe, "Mipnei ma chata zeh? Why did the Mekoshesh do this aver?" And Moshe says, "Ein yadea, I don't know." So Hashem says, "You know why? Because a whole week B'nai Yisrael was tefillin." By the way, this is brought down as a Maror Makom to address the question whether or not B'nai Yisrael wore tefillin in the Midbar or not. Not so pashut that they wore tefillin. Some say yes, some say no. This Tanna Velio parenthetically is a ride that they wore tefillin in the Midbar. The reason why he did the Avera, Hashem reveals to Moshe, is because a whole week a Yid wears tefillin, and by wearing the tefillin he remembers not to do Averas, but on Shabbos loves man tefillin who. So Hashem says to Moshe, the reason why he was chayta on Shabbos is because there's no Zecher. So Hashem tells Moshe, go out and make a mitzvah for them, that they could do it on Shabbos, in which case, they'll be careful not to do Aveiras. And that's what Moshe had. Moshe went ahead, and he brought the parasha of Tzitzis, hence Mekoshesh, and then the parasha of Tzitzis. So we see the kesher between the Mekoshesh and the parasha of Tzitzis, that almost like the schus of the Mekoshesh was that the parasha of Tzitzis came about through him. And what? And the Ikra's man for Tzvillin is during the week, but Shabbos is really a very strong time for Tzitzis. And therefore Tzitzis is going to be very important to wear on Shabbos Kodesh. Now listen to the Gemara Daf of him in Beis and Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, Kach Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Kach Chayim in Hagosh Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. This was the minig of Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. It's interesting that it spells out his name fully here. Because even Stam Rav Yehuda and Shas, Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, Mevim Lo Arivim Le'achamin, they would bring him a bucket of water, V'roichitz Pan of Yad of Araglav, and he would wash his face, his hands, and his feet, or Mis'atef, and he would put on his tzitzis. V'yoyshet B'stinen HaMitziyarn, he was dressed like a melech, and he looked like a malach Hashem Tzvakos, v'hayu Talmidav Mechabim M'menu Kanfek Susan. And it says that they had stinim which were not mitsuyasne, which didn't have tzitzis on them. And so they would use his kisoy for themselves as well. So you see that Yehuda Bar Eloi is the one who the Gemara is saying that he dafka put on tzitzis on Erev Shabbos, meaning he would go into Shabbos wearing his tzitzis. And it fits very nice. So since the whole Shoresh should be the Bar Eloi comes to Mekoshesh, and that's the Zman for tzitzis to go into Shabbos because he was nichshal as Slavchad in that Inyan, so therefore he would put on tzitzis to go into Shabbos Kodesh, that's Yehuda Bar Eloi. So now let's go back to the Pesukim in the Parsha. The Torah tells us that after the Mekoshesh was Chayte, it says, Vayanichu oise b'mishmar, and they put him in a cellar. Ki lefarash mayasela, they didn't know what to do with him. Vayimra Hashem ha-Maisha, and Hashem tells Maisha, he says, Mois yumas, rogoyim ha-ish bavon, you shall die, and you have to give him skill. So Chazal get into the discussion, like, what was the Shiloh, what was going on? So Chazal said that he knew he was Chayav Misa, but didn't know exactly what to give him. Fine, that was what we said before. He was coming to teach Klai Yisrael what the Chayav Misa is. But it could be that part of this Vayanich Oysa B'Mishwar, that it wasn't clear what the din would be, was because Slavchad is a Yehuda, and he holds Malach HaShem Yehudofa is Chayav. But it could be that Moshe, as we know, has a connection to the Shoresh of Shimon. And Mitzan Maisha, Malach HaShem Tzichu L'Gufa, is Pater. So it's Marumis here as well. It says, Vayanichu Oisei B'Mishmar. Vayanichu Oisei is Gematria Shimon Yehuda. I mean, the Shaila on the table was, Malach HaShem Tzichu L'Gufa. What's going to be the halacha here? So Hashem told Maisha, the din is, Mois Yumas Rogoim Ha'ish. That the din is, he shall die, Rogoim Ha'ish. So the Gematria is Remis Tarsagya. Because Mois Yumas is Gematria, Malacha Sheina Tzvicha L'Gufa. And Rogoim Ha'ish is Gematria, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi.